Of all the birds in the known universe, the species that have elicited the most fear and awe in human beings, inspiring mythology and folklore in virtually every human culture, are the owls. Whether we've never seen one before or see them often, virtually all of us are filled with wonder when we behold one. I encountered a saw-whet owl hunting in my backyard in the early 90s and recounted it in an old For the Birds program. I wrote, "I gazed at him from the porch and our eyes met momentarily, but people hold a lot less interest for a saw-whet than a saw-whet holds for us." He quickly broke eye contact and went back to scrutinizing the ground, knowing that a single deer mouse would do him a lot more good than a person ever has. Some people look up at the stars, so huge, so far away, so brilliant, so unreachable, to remind themselves of our insignificance in the overall scheme of the universe. But I can see that insignificance reflected in the eyes of a saw-whet owl. That was hardly a scientific observation, but even within the realm of science, owls hold mysteries. That little saw-whet's eyes, like the eyes of a great many owls, are yellow. But why? Even among scientists, our guesses are just speculation. My personal theory is that owls have yellow eyes to appear more cat-like. To enhance that cat-like appearance, some yellow-eyed owls have feather tufts sticking up on their heads exactly where cats' ears are positioned. How is looking like a cat useful? A cat can reach out and scratch a larger predator before its opponent is close enough to chomp at it. When an owl drops down to grab prey, a larger predator may hesitate a moment if it thinks it has come upon a cat. That moment may be just enough time for the owl to fly off. That theory is hardly provable, but neither are other theories about owl eyes. The Owls Trust, a UK organization, explains that owls with yellow eyes hunt mainly during day and owls with dark eyes at night. But yellow-eyed saw-whet, boreal, and screech owls are almost exclusively nocturnal, and the North Country owl most active by day is our only brown-eyed species, the barred owl. Only three owls of North America have brown eyes. The widespread barn owl, with a range that just barely extends into the Midwest, the flammulated owl of western pine forests, and our barred owl. I found many barred owls in daytime over the years, hunting and hooting. There are features of every owl I love. The barred is a favorite for two reasons. First, because I can easily mimic the "Who Cooks for You" call, and second, because of their brown eyes. I was in high school when Van Morrison's song "Brown Eyed Girl" came out, and this brown-eyed girl loved that song. So, of course, every time I see my brown-eyed owl, that song pops into my head. Do you remember when we used to sing? Great horned owls start nesting right around Valentine's Day, but this year I'm celebrating the romantic holiday thinking about my brown-eyed owl. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.